God speaks. 1 Samuel, let me get it right here. Chapter number 30, that's where I want to read. 1 Samuel, chapter number 30. Amen. And I will just start up there with verse number 1. 1 Samuel, verse number 1. Amen. I'll give you a few seconds here to find your place. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag, on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. And David and his people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep." Man, that must have been some powerful weeping. "And David's two wives were taken, Ahinoam and the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, in his God. And David said unto Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David." Listen here. "And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord, and he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." Amen. All right. I know it's a little different tonight, but why don't we just stretch our hand real fast here, real quickly, and ask God to have his way in this service tonight. Heavenly Father God, as we come before you one more time, I pray God that you please open the hearts of men and women. God, stir us tonight. I pray God that you please anoint my lips of clay to preach the glorious gospel. Lord Jesus Christ. The church said, Amen. Amen. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture that I read here. Amen. It's been preached on several times. I got a very keen memory when it comes to the Bible. I remember Sister Donna preached this text a while back, and she preached on there how that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. And that was a mighty great message. But the Lord dealt with me a little differently, this passage of Scripture. Amen. We all have read this Scripture, this passage. We all know it very well. Amen. But David, the Bible said, had 600 men with him. David had his mighty men of valor. Amen. The Bible, there in one place, it might have been the next chapter over before one or the other, the Bible begins to give us description of David's mighty men. Amen. Give us their names and tell us a little bit about them. Amen. So it must have been pretty important. David must have had a pretty big crew of men. They must have been mighty men, must have been very keen men, must have been men of war, for the Bible to tell us all of their descriptions. But they were out and about, amen, a couple days there in a row. Amen. The Bible said, and then they came into strolling into Ziklag, into their hometown. Amen. But the Bible said that the Amalekites had came there, amen, while David and his mighty men were gone. Amen. The Bible said that they stoned the city, amen, and they burned it with fire. Amen. And what a terrible time that this was, amen, for David and all of his mighty men, amen, to come strolling in town, ready to meet their wives, ready to meet their children, ready to meet their family, amen, for probably just a comfortable time. They've had a hard several days. They've been, amen, in a troublesome time. They've been going through hard times, hard battles, hard trials, amen. So they come home to Ziklag, amen. The Bible said to find it burned with fire, amen. And all their families gone, their wives are gone, their children are gone, their oxen are gone. Everything that they ever worked for is gone, amen. What a terrible time that must have been, amen. But the Bible tells us, amen, later on down there, as I read and you're hearing, amen, that David, the Bible said, begin to mourn, and all them 600 men, great big tough mighty men, begin to cry. The Bible said that they mourned so greatly and so much, amen, that they could mourn no much. Amen. In other words, their soul was grievously vexed, amen, as unto death. Amen. They were so sorrowful. They were so ashamed. They were so hurt so bad in their heart that their family was gone, that their wives and children were gone. Amen. It was a terrible time. Amen. Right now, in this particular plot of this scripture, this passage here, it was a bad time, Brother Bub. It was a sorrowful time. Amen. But I like what David did. Amen. It come down to the touchy subject here. Amen. No doubt David, amen, probably could have said, I'm just going to sit here and zigzag, and I'm going to cry for my family's gone. The Bible said that David was scared because these men were over there talking. Said, why don't we just kill him? Why don't we just stone David? If it hadn't been for him, we wouldn't have been out there, and our family would not be gone right now. So David was scared for his life. Amen. David, no doubt, was fighting bitterness. David, no doubt, was fighting many emotions inside of his heart. David was fighting many, amen, things in his mind at this point. Amen. But David, I liked David's character. Amen. David did not stay here for several hours and cry and say, oh me, oh my. David did not stay here for several hours and say, oh God, what am I going to do now? Amen. David did not stay in this place of torment for a long period of time and ask God and say, God, why did this happen to me? Amen. David did not ask God very many questions. Amen. But I like what David did. I'm going to get to my text, so don't miss it. Hallelujah. Amen. I like what David did. David said, Abiathar, amen, go get me the ephod. Hallelujah. And I began to study a little bit about that. The ephod meant different things in different parts of the Bible. But many times it was a garment worn, amen, that represented great spiritual power. Amen. David said, go get me that ephod and bring it to me. Amen. Abiathar probably thought in himself, what's David going to do with that? Amen. The Bible said that he went and got it, amen, and handed it over to David. And David fell down on his face before God and said, God, amen. Did he say, God, why? No, David did not say why. Did David say, God, I don't understand? No, David did not say that. But David, with revenge in his heart, David, with the power of God, amen, still there in his heart, David grabbed that ephod and said, God, shall I pursue? Hallelujah. That's what I'm going to preach tonight. Amen. Come on now. I'm going to preach tonight on defeat or retreat. Hallelujah. I said, David got down in this horrible time, in this terrible place, and he did not stay there very long, but he said, God, shall I pursue after the Amalekites? And God said, you shall pursue. And but not only did God say that, but God said, you shall recover all. Amen. In other words, David, they took your family, son. They took your wife. They took everything you got. But I said, you pursue, and I'm going to give it back to you. Amen. I'm going to give everything, and you shall recover all. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God tonight. Amen. Woo! Amen. What are you going to do now, Amalekites? Amen. Guess what? Mighty man David strolling into town. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, thank God. Them Amalekites, they were wimps. Amen. They were sissies. They called David out of town. Amen. And abused the women folks and the little babies and the children. But guess what? David's coming in the name of the Lord. I said, David's coming with all of hell. Amen. Come on now. I said, David's going to come strolling in town. You Amalekites. And God said, he's going to recover. Oh. Whew. Man, I feel good. I ain't even got to it yet. Hallelujah. I said, thank God tonight. Amen. How many times has the devil said, amen, David, they're going to stone you to death. Hallelujah. David, you might as well lay down in the mud and the muck and the mire. Amen. Your life is down the tubes. Amen. You might as well give up on everything. The Amalekites have already took your goods. I said, the Amalekites have took your family. Amen. Come on now. Amen. They've took your wife. They've took everything you got. David over there. And I believe because David was a man of flesh just like you and I are. Amen. But David was scared for a moment. But come on now, when trouble comes your way, amen, always notice what the man of God does. He does not, amen, wallow in the mud, but he went to God. I said David went to God and said, God, will you be on my side if I shall pursue? Amen. Some of us tonight, amen, I feel like the Lord spoke to my heart early this morning, amen, and said there's some folks up against the battle. There's some folks up against trouble. There's some folks up against the trial. And the devil said, lay right down. Just lay down there and give up. But I said, thank God tonight I come to tell some folks it's time to pursue. It's time to retreat and take back what God gave us. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. David, what are you going to do now? I'm going to go back. I'm going to journey on. I'm going to pursue. Hallelujah. I tell you, when the battle gets hot, don't lay down, but fight on. I said, when the battle gets hot, don't lay down, but say, God shall be with me, and I'm going to pursue until the last breath leaves my body. How many times, church, has the devil come by, amen, in your life? Hey, come on now, help me here. Visualize spiritually speaking, and tore your city up and burned it with fire. God help me tonight. I'm preaching to somebody. I know I am. I'm normally not so confident when I'm preaching. Amen. But when God speaks, I'm pretty confident. Hallelujah. I said, God spoke to my heart today. Amen. And said, there's some folks here tonight. Amen. The devil said, you might as well get up. Amen. You might as well quit. Amen. You might as well quit being aggravated with that. But God spoke to this little, amen, preacher boy and said, you go tell somebody that I'm going to be with them to pursue, to retreat, and they shall recover all. Oh, God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, before I get to the shouting part of it, I'm going to tell you right now, amen, if David would have stayed in Ziklag, hear me, Brother Andy, I said if David would have stayed in Ziklag, he'd have never got Abigail back. Hallelujah. I said he'd have never got that other woman back. He'd have never got his children back. Them 600 men would have never got their family back if they'd have laid down and said, God, why? But they said, I'm going to go on, and I'm going to get what God give me. Hallelujah. It's time for some of you to quit laying down in your troubles, to quit laying down in your, amen, aggravation, and get up and say, I'm going to find the Amalekites, and I'm taking back what God gave me. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. Amen. Woo! I'm feeling dangerous. Oh, God, help me tonight. Oh, amen. I said, amen, one more time here, and I got to go on. Amen. Quit letting the devil talk to your mind. Oh, God. Amen. You say, but, he's got my wife. Oh, God. Oh, God. He's got my little babies down there. He's got my oxen. He's got everything I ever worked for. And no matter, God said, you're going to get it back. Oh, God. I said, God said, you're going to take it back. But as long as you stay in Ziklag, you ain't never going to get it back. Woo! I said, as long as you stay down there and cry around like a little baby, you ain't never going to get it back. Oh, God. Help me tonight. Oh, God. You got, we must first realize the character of a great man. Amen. I've been in hard times in my life. I know what it's like. I'm sure every man on this platform has been in hard times. I'm sure every man and woman on that platform has been in hard times. But there's a difference of being in a rock in a tight place, as they say, hard place. There's a difference between being in that place, amen, calling out to God, and being in that place in self-pity. Hallelujah. There's a big, big difference there. Amen. And I felt like the Lord spoke to my heart and said, there's some folks tonight have been questioning God. There's some folks, amen, have been saying, God, why? Amen. Why, God? Why me? Amen. But I said, amen, if it means anything to you or not,
and the little 23-year-old preacher boy here, God spoke to my heart this morning and said, you're going to get it back. You're going to recover if you listen to the voice of God, if you obey God, and do what God says. No. Woo! My God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh God. Amen. David went out to come go meet the Amalekites. The Bible said, listen to this. I ain't going to have time to preach it all out. I ain't going to have voice tonight. But the Bible said that David took out. He got God on his side now. I tell you what, this man here, David, is not a novice. David is not an amateur. Amen. For this was a man, when he was about a 14, 15-year-old boy, slew the giant. This was a man, when he was a young man, out watching the father's sheep. Amen. Slew the bear. Hallelujah. This was a man that killed the lion. This is a man of war. This is a man of power. This is a man of character. Amen. So David is not going to sit back and let the devil take what he's got. I said, I come tonight to tell you that's what kind of attitude you got to have. Amen. The devil, amen, will say defeat. Listen to me tonight. But in God's vocabulary, defeat is not in it. I said defeat is not in God's language. But the only language, the only word that I find in God's language is victory. I said victory. Amen. God does not look at defeat. But God said, with me, no man can overtake you. For if God be for us, who can be against us? Woo! I said, with me by myself and God and no more makes up the majority. Brother Travis preached a fire the other night of that old Gideon. Come on now. Started out with 32,000 men. Come on now. Hallelujah. Ended up with, what, 300 men. Amen. You'd have thought, man, they're going to kill these guys. Amen. They don't have a chance. But when God steps in the scene, amen, everybody else has got to take a knee. Hallelujah. Everybody else has got to just step out of the way. For God makes up the majority. Hallelujah. But here comes David. Here's 600 men. That they start on their way to the direction that they feel like the Amalekites went. And lo and behold, here was a little old man that the Amalekites left aside to die. David comes strolling up there with his men and found this guy, and they gave him bread, they gave him water to drink, they got him nourished up, so he gave a little bit of health to him. They said, who are you, son? They said, I was with the Amalekites 3 days ago. I fell down sick, and my master left me to die because I was sick and I couldn't journey on with them. Amen. David looked at him and said, son, amen. He got some information out of him. They said, yeah, we was up there in Ziklag. We burned it with fire. We was here and there. Amen. We overtook these cities and that. Amen. And now we're heading this way. Amen. David said, tell me, son, where can I find, amen, the company? Amen. In other words, where can I find those men that you were traveling with? This young lad looked at him and said, son, he said, swear unto God. Amen. Amen. Swear with everything you got that you won't kill me. And if I do tell you where they're at, that you're not going to give me back to them because they'll kill me. Hallelujah. Amen. So David said, all right. And they told him where he was. And the Bible said that here come David. Amen. We're in the direction that young lad told him to go. Amen. Come on now. And 200 of David's men were sick. I mean, they were very tired for before they come into Ziklag. They'd already been on several days' journey. Amen. So when they come into Ziklag, they were already tired. They were already mourning. They were already wore out and sick and tired. Amen. So 200 of those men had to stay aside. So now it was only David and 400 men. And they got down there to those Amalekites. Come on now. Woo! David, hey man, poor old fella, probably hadn't shaved in days. Hey man, come on now. I say he looked like a caveman. Hey man, maybe a Yankee from Michigan, I don't know. Hey man, he probably looked like a sight to see. Hallelujah. I mean, he probably looked like, hey man, I mean, some of them men that knew David probably seen him and said, is this David? I mean, a man been on journey for several days. But David said, I don't care, hey man, what I look like. I got a wife, hey man, down there that the Amalekites have. I got 600 men's families that's down there. And God said to go recover all. And the Bible said they got down there, hey man, from the setting, hey man, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. And David smote those Amalekites and killed every single one of them. Except for 400 young lads that were on camels fled. Hallelujah. Come on now. I said, that's what kind of God we serve. Amen. But I told you I was going to preach on defeat or retreat. Hallelujah. Amen. So there it is. Are you going to stay defeated? Come on now. I said, are you going to stay defeated? Amen. In your place of torment? Or are you going to retreat? Amen. And take back what God has given you. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. Tonight's youth service, I'm going to preach to the youth. Is that all right? Amen. There's some of you young people that God has given you a promise. I said God has spoke out of heaven and given you a promise. Amen. But now, amen, you're looking at defeat in the eyes. And you're saying, God, why? Why, God? Why me, God? Why is this trouble facing me? Amen. You got to quit looking at the defeat and say, I'm going to retreat. I'm going to get up out of there and get what God has promised me. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I'm about through with my preaching. Amen. I hope to goodness I've said something to help somebody. Amen. Oh, God. But I said tonight, if you don't understand anything I've said all night long, amen, once again, one more time, I'm going to run this by you. You're never going to get help if you stay in zigzag. Hallelujah. You ain't never going to get help staying saying down there and saying, God, Abigail's gone. What am I going to do now? Amen. Those 600 men, the Bible said, were mourning. They were crying. The Bible said, well, they could not mourn no more. Amen. Only got one wife. Amen. Come on now. Come on. And to the day I die or she dies, I'd be the only wife I ever had. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. That's the way I believe it. Come on now. Amen. Till I die or she dies, that'll be the last one. Amen. Hey, come on now. But these men were sitting there saying, my wife's gone. My family's gone. My children's gone. What else in the world do I got to live for? I'll tell you what you got to live for. You got the promise of God to live for. You got the word of God to stand on. When God speaks something, God does not turn his back on you, but God will, amen, let the heavens and the earth shut up. Amen. Before he will not hear your prayer. The Bible said that the heavens and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. And I'm going to leave this with you. If God has spoken it to you, amen, and you don't believe it, nobody's fault but yours. Is that all right? Amen. For I don't know. Amen. I could sit up here. Brother Lloyd could sit up here. Amen. Some of the best holiness preachers in this country. Brother Don Ridge could come preach to you. Amen. Brother Neil Bridges could come preach to you. Brother Russell McDonald could come preach to you. But if you won't listen to God, you're not going to listen to a man. Is that all right? I said, if you will not listen when God speaks, you're sure in the world are not going to listen to nobody else. Amen. Thank God tonight. Amen. But you can stay down in that valley of trouble for the rest of your life. But until you get up out there, like David said, grab that ephod and say, oh God, amen, shall I pursue or shall I stay? Amen. Entreat of the Lord and ask God for help. I said, God can help you. I like what, I got to hurry here. I like what the illustration, some of you might have been over there. I think it was about two years ago. Amen. I wish I could remember them medical stuff like I can the Bible and stories. Hey, man, when it comes to preaching, man, I can remember messages I heard when I was a kid. For some reason, I'm glad of that. Amen. I'm glad I can remember that way. I'd rather remember church things than I would, amen, medical things. Hallelujah. But I got to remember them or I'll kill somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. I gave this guy some medicine the other day and I was scared to death. I might have messed up, but I didn't. Hallelujah. I was waiting for his heart to stop ticking. Amen. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Thank God. Amen. But I remember this story. Amen. They told over there, Brother Mike Moore's church. Amen. About George Washington, the first president of the United States of America. Amen. They said, they tell this story. They was in some type of a war there. Amen. Some type of trouble. Amen. And they were battling them back once and forth. Amen. Back and forth, back and forth. Amen. Finally, General Washington and all of his troops, they were, amen, fleeing across this little bridge there. Amen. And George Washington gave the command, said, burn the bridge. Amen. Destroy the bridge. Amen. Get rid of it. And some of his troops, some of his men there, maybe thought they didn't catch him just right. Maybe thought he didn't understand what he was saying. They said, sir, do you realize if we destroy the bridge that no carriages can get back across? Amen. We'll never get back across this river with all of our things if we destroy the bridge. General Washington said one more time, destroy the bridge. Burn the bridge. Amen. You know why? Amen. He said, we ain't got no use in going back. Hallelujah. Wow. I said, I came tonight, amen, to tell you it's time to destroy the bridges behind. It's time to cut the ties, amen, with the things of the past and say, I'm going to march on for God. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. I feel the Lord tonight. As Brother Willis says, more than any of y'all put together. Thank God. Amen. As we stand tonight, amen, if somebody gets us a song, amen, I'm going to tell one more story. I've told it again, but I feel like telling it again. I've told it before. Amen. I like this little story, and it fits my message real good. Amen. I told you before about that pigeon by the name of John Silver. Amen. Brother L.D. Savage, he tells us. Amen. So I have to give him the patent on it. Thank God. Amen. But he tells that story about old John Silver, that pigeon. Back in the days of World War One or Two, one or the other, I forget. Amen. But back in those days, they did not have telephones, telegraphs, and all those things. Amen. So the way they would get a message back and forth, amen, they would write out a little message, roll it up real small, put it in a little tube, and strap it to a pigeon's leg. And these pigeons were trained, amen, to fly from place to place. Amen. And they were over there in Germany. And the story said that those American soldiers, they were compassed about all the way around. Amen. With those German soldiers ready, amen, to ambush on them and kill them, destroy them. All their other pigeons, amen, had been shot down. Didn't have no more pigeons to get the message out. And if the message did not get out, amen, these American soldiers would be mutilated. They'd be destroyed. Amen. They would be murdered, never to be remembered again. Amen. So those soldiers, they wrote out a letter. Amen. Standing, I think he said the port there, or the base where the American soldiers were in Rampart, Germany. Amen. And that pigeon was trained to fly there. Amen. And they wrote out that letter and strapped it to old John's leg. Amen. And they all held down their head. Some of them held down their head, and just a few looked up. They said this was our last hope to live. Amen. As they, amen, got old John Silver, amen, his legs in their hand, and they pushed him up. Amen. They watched as old John flapped them wings. Amen. Got outside and began to fly up in that air. Amen. They said they were scared to death, for if John got shot down, they'd never have a chance to live. Amen. They said John had never failed them before. Amen. He had a great track record. Hallelujah. But they said as John began to get so high up in the air, amen, their all hearts were pumping. Amen. They were scared to death. Amen. They said finally they heard a lot of shots begin to go off. Amen. They looked, and John kept on flying, and he kept on flying. And they said all at once, amen, another shot went off. And then John took a nosedive down. Amen. He began to fly. Amen. But he started nosediving down. He had been hit, amen, with the bullet, with the piercing in his side. Amen. They said, they all began to mourn, and they all began to cry. Said, we're surely going to be dead now. But then all at once, they said they saw John start flapping them wings again. Hallelujah. Come on now. Oh, John Silvers, I said, begin flapping them wings again. Oh, come on here. And then they said John began to flap even harder, and he began to soar even higher. And finally he got out of, amen, shooting distance, and they were just waiting. They didn't know if he was hurt bad enough, where he couldn't make it or not. And then finally, about 30 minutes later, amen, they said he flew just as fast as he ever flew before. Amen. With a gaping hole in his side, he made it there. Amen. The American soldiers, they looked as they saw John flying. Amen. With that tube strapped to his leg. And one soldier looked out and said, he's been wounded. He's got blood. He's got a hole gaping in his side. But they got that letter. Amen. Saying we need reinforcements in such and such place. And those American soldiers went out right away. Amen. Come on now. They went out right away. And they rescued them American soldiers. Amen. I said all that to say this. Oh, John Silvers, he didn't have it in him to be defeated. Come on now. Amen. He had been hit with the bullet. He had been ravaged with shrapnel. Amen. He was heading on his way down, but he said, I'm going to pursue. Hallelujah. He said, I shall retreat. I shall get up out of here. I'm going to fly higher than I've ever flew before. I'm going to fly faster and harder than I've ever been before. Oh. Go ahead, Brother Keith, play me a tune. Hallelujah. As we're all standing tonight, I think it's time for some of us to fight harder than we've ever fought before. Amen. I wrote down this one scripture here. Ezekiel 14:14 said, the Lord shall fight for you, and He shall hold your peace. Amen. I don't know of any greater comfort in all of this world to know that God shall fight for me. Amen. I didn't come to down nobody tonight. I didn't come, amen, to try to put anybody down. But I came tonight with a burden on my heart. Amen. God spoke to me. Amen. Come on now. When you're a preacher, you know the voice of God. Amen. If you pray and you try to stay in tune with Him. And if I ever heard God's voice, I heard God speak to me this morning. I don't know what you're going through with. Maybe we're all shouting. Maybe we're on cloud nine waiting for you. Amen. The last Sunday in July to hit. Hallelujah. I hope we are. I really do. I hope we are. But I feel like maybe there's a few of us here tonight. You say, Brother Jason, I'm in a hard time. Amen. Oh, God. Praise God. My children is down there in the hands of the Amalekites. My wife is down there in the hands of the Amalekites. Amen. Everything that I've ever worked for, everything that I've ever strove for is gone. I can see David. As I said, his clothes were ravished. Been a running through the briar patches. Had holes in his clothes. Probably a big old beard hanging down. I can see him with his hand hugged down low. Probably thinking just for a split second in himself, saying, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do? And I think at that split moment, God spoke and said, what have you done in the past? Hallelujah. Come on now. What have you done in the past? Well, when I fought the giant, come on now, I sought the name of the Lord, and God gave me the Spirit of the Lord. When I fought the lion and the bear, God sent by the Spirit of God, and I was able to go on with the Spirit of God. So I believe David made his mind up to say, I'm going to seek God one more time. Hallelujah. Thank God. So as I get up here, I'm going to clear room. I'm going to clear room, man. I believe we can fit about 50 people in his altar tonight, at least. And then about 50 more right behind him. Hallelujah. Is that all right? I don't even think we got 100 here. Hallelujah. So that means every one of us needs to be in this altar tonight. Thank God. I got trouble, you got trouble. But the best way to handle trouble is to pursue God, entreat of the Lord, and let God lead and guide you. I believe tonight is we're coming. I believe tonight if you would seek God and ask God to help you, amen, God's going to say, you're going to recover. Hallelujah. I may be wrong tonight. Sometimes I tend to get things a little backwards. Amen. But I think I heard somebody say, amen, that a while back in prayer, that God spoke to, amen, a sister here in the church and said that we're going to recover all. Hallelujah. Thank God. So that's what makes this scripture even more special to me. Amen. God spoke to David and said, son, I know your wife's gone. I know your children's gone. I know your heart's heavy. But if you'll get out of Ziklag, you're going to recover all. Come on, come on. Come on, fill these altars up. I'm through. I'm through preaching. Amen. There will not be a bare place on this altar tonight. Step on out there. There's some of you, God's going to help you recover if you'll get in this altar tonight. I said there's some of you, God's going to help. You got to come out there. Come on, step out. Step out.